And that's what we want, isn't it? Is to see some results from our efforts. Something that makes us feel like we're doing something. Like we're working to grow and evolve.
So progress feels very good when you can see that things are coming along. But oftentimes, the reasons why we get stuck in the process of making progress is because we try to control outcomes. When you try to force the results you think you want just to feel like you're doing something, then you lose your connection to the divine guidance within, and that's the path of least resistance, my friend.
That's what we call the source, connection.
The voice that tells you exactly what you need to do, and that's when the work you're called to do gets a lot easier than it was when you always do. It's the voice that says, take a nap, my friend, you deserve it. It's the voice that says resting and daydreaming about what you want your plans to be is what is necessary in order for them to become your reality. So if you really listen to what she has to say, you'll see that the voice will give you the formula of what your divine plan could be. And if you just allow for inspired action to come through you, then progress would come together almost as if you did nothing at all. Because that's what's really beautiful about letting go of control. Source does it all, and you don't have to try so hard. Thus, my point is, action doesn't always get the results you think it does. And I've been finding that the more I stop trying to do something that doesn't really feel good to me, the more I break through my walls of false beliefs, and my daily hustle has become more like the daily flow, you know? And life just seems to be working out for me in ways that I never thought was possible. It's like every day I'm witnessing miracles happening all around me. It's like every day the things I need to take the next step to achieve my dreams just seem to come to me. So, needless to say, I can't help but wonder if I'm finally becoming someone else. Or this is what life is like when we die. When we return home to the place we're made from. So, am I in heaven then? Or am I the new voice in my head? So am I my source within? This kind of stuff is what still makes me feel very confusing. But if that's who I am, then I guess I am a pretty powerful human. So what's my power then? Do you know? Or are you just like me and confused about who we could be?
Thank you for listening to Forget. Tell a friend to subscribe and let me know if you like. Also, go to artistsaralong.com for the full story, more stories, and to learn more about Artist Sarah Long. Thank you again, and I love you, my friend.